DE4BM Mobile.
Novo, HKX, Mobile.
KX, AA1RD.
How are you?
Sir Patrick, good to hear your voice. I hope you're having a great day. It's beautiful weather out there, isn't it?
Yes, can't ask for a better day.
I wanted to just say hello to you. I don't say hi often enough, and so I just wanted to say hello, and also wanted to ask how your puppy's doing.
It's getting better. We've been keeping a close eye on her and not letting her take her afternoon run and keeping her close to the house, and she's not liking that much, but she seems to be doing much better.
Good. Well, you've been on, it's Izzy, is that right? I-Z-Z-Y?
Yes, sir.
Well, Izzy was on our mind today. I have a close friend, a close ham friend down in the low country, down in the Charleston area, and he just had to put his dog down this morning, and it's just so difficult. And I was thinking of Izzy and hoping that, is it a boy or girl?
It's a girl.
It's feeling good. So I just wanted to say hi to you. I'll let you go. Be safe driving. Good to hear your voice.
Talk to you this afternoon, and always a pleasure. And thank you for being concerned about Izzy. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring. 73.
Friend, AA1RD clear.
For CEF mobile.
DJW mobile.
Easier fly?
I'm getting off work at the same time every day here lately. I'm running out doing my errands. I took a break from programming to go get my errands done. If I put it off too late, she'll be home and I'll have not gone out and run my errands.
Trouble now.
And new boss. Traded one boss for another one. And she's hard on me. I tell you what, I tell her when she retires, I'm gonna reciprocate.
You're playing, right?
Always plays to have a plan. Hey, Gearhart texted a little while ago and said he was out at the flying field and he was the only one there. And he said it was perfect flying weather.
No, I was definitely thinking about that. I mean, I couldn't gauge whether the leaves were blowing or not.
Perfect. I'm going by a flag, well, two flag poles, and they're probably out at 45 degrees. So there is some wind.
Camden.
A good work day today? Was it productive? Was it memorable?
One of them days I was so busy, I really didn't feel like I got anything done, but I mean, I'm sure I did. But yeah, it was wide open from the time I got there till when I walked out the door a little while ago.
I'm right. You know, that's a whole lot better than one where you're looking at the clock every 10 minutes.
Median in between.
I was busy, but not when things were falling apart busy, you know. So busy that you couldn't stay ahead of it.
Those days. Busy I can handle, you know, go home maybe a little tired, but the days where everything's falling apart and you're fighting fires all day long, it's just like, no. Yeah, that just makes me want to go home and drink a beer.
Snapping alligators. Been fighting off snapping alligators all day long.
Analogy.
Look, it's where you don't have to worry about those. You'll just have one snapping alligator.
So I got a while to go, but yeah, I hope one day I'm there.
I mean, when I was working, I never even gave retirement. I mean, I knew I was looking forward to it one day. It's going to happen. But I never thought it was going to be today, that day that I was working. And then all of a sudden it happened. I'm like, whew, man. What happened? What hit me?
I mean, I've been at BMW 23 years, and, you know, I talk to people now, and I'm just like, man, when I started here, it was like this, and it's like, man, I can't believe 23 years has done went by.
Michelin, I was there 18 years, and then I was at B of A for 15 years, and then another bank for 6 years. I had it all up, plus the work that I did, you know, before I got a big permanent job like that. I was working since I was 14, so 14 to 64, 50 years. That went by, like, really quick when you look at it from where I am now.
Seemed that way.
Well, smart, I got to run in and get Maggie some science diet. Need to change her diet. She's having gastrial problems, so got to see if I can fix it. Anyway, if you're still there when I get out, if you're not there, feel with your head in the sky and your feet on the ground, then I'll talk to you then. W4DJW.
I'm sorry if I don't talk to you again. KO4C, and I'll be standing by for a little bit longer.
Don't make me feel like a young buck. AE4BM Mobile.
As young as I used to be, KO4CF.
But my back does make me feel a lot older.
I look back, because I've been at BMW for so long. I mean, I started there when I was 21, and I get people come in now that are 18 years old, weren't even born whenever I started there. You're just like, oh my God, what's the world happened?
Where is this flying field y'all speak of?
I'm actually in Traveler's Rest. It's right off of Sloan Road, if I remember correctly. It's called Foothill Flyers. And they got ultralights fly out of there, but we fly RC planes.
Might have to check that out after work. But I'm not even clocked in yet, and I don't get out of work till 3 in the morning. Man, oh man.
It can be rough. I mean, there's times where I love it, and there's times where I hate it. I mean, you know, the one plus was you didn't have as much management, but the downside was, you know, you go home and you go to bed, and you wake up and do it all over again the next day, and don't really feel like you get a break sometimes.
You get a break too often. I'm here early. I guess I can talk on the radio for longer. I don't get to talk on this thing too often. Only time I get to talk on it is on my way back down to Charleston to see the parents or driving around like I am today.
We got a couple of us that get on, you know, 5:30-ish in the morning. And then, you know, whatever time I get off work, it's kind of odd. I don't have a set time, so it could be 3 o'clock, it could be 5:30, so, you know, there's no telling. So a lot of times I miss out, but I usually jump on whenever I'm mobile from the house to work and back.
Mobile. Yeah, I hear you. It's about the same thing I used to do when I was back down there in Charleston. I didn't get on the base station too often. But then again, I had a day shift job back then, and now I come up here to follow work, and now I'm back on night shift yet again.
You saying that? I don't remember. I don't think I have a license whenever I was on night shifts. I didn't really talk to anybody on my travels then, but since I've been on Asia for, I don't know, it's probably been five, six years now. I got my license probably over 2 years ago, something like that. But yeah, it was, I like it, you know, it's been a little getting used to, just talking to somebody in the morning, but once I saw the mic, I started doing this, it's all down here.
Thing about me moving up here, I'm living in an apartment complex, and I can't do much of anything. Miss HF, got a lot of money invested in my HF, and I can't talk on it. And then there's VHF. The only time I talk on it is when I'm in the truck.
Saying that, shoot, I got a HF rig, and I bought a 9700 for the home base, and you know, did some satellite work for a little while, and right now I'm kind of chomping at the bit, hoping that 2 meters starts picking back up now that weather's starting to warm up and get some propagation. So, hope we start seeing some more people on. But, well, I am pulling into the neighborhood, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have a good night at work, and don't work too hard, and hopefully we'll holler at you again on the radio sometime. KO4CEF, and I'm going to be clear on your phone.
Have a good one. AE4BM Mobile.
Access Mobile list. My block, and I'll be getting out of the car. I just wanted to pop in here in a second to say hello.
You're enjoying this beautiful day outside and about?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were gone for a week. The wife and I went on a cruise a week ago, 18th to the 23rd, I think. 5-day cruise, and we got back last Thursday, last Friday, excuse me, and back to work this week, taking care of air conditioning now. Heat season, I think, is about over.
So to put things in perspective for why you're working so hard, right? that's kind of fun. We haven't done a cruise in years. We used to do them all the time. I don't know if you've ever gone on the Disney Wonder, but, whoa, that's a beautiful ship.
No, we went on Carnival's, I think it was the Freedom. Yeah, the Carnival's Freedom. So, it only holds like 3,000 people. And, no, it was a lot of fun. We had two ports of call, left out on a Saturday, got back to port on Thursday morning. And we stayed overnight down at a friend's house, and we came home Friday. So, we've been home for almost a week.
I hope you enjoyed it. We've never done the Alaskan ones. My in-laws did the Alaskan cruises a few times. And I had a boss at B of A that did that. And everybody that's ever been on an Alaskan cruise said they loved it. So I'd like to do that too, but I cringe le froid. That's French for I can't stay in the cold.
Oh, the cold don't bother me. It'll just layer up. Anyway, Dave, I'm in the driveway. I've never done an Alaskan cruise. You know, I've only done the Caribbean and stuff. So, anyway, I'm in the driveway. I will catch you later. Have a good afternoon. Again, I just wanted to pop in and say, hey, W4DJW, KB2HXS.
All right, well, have a good one. Good talking to you. Take care. Stay safe. W4DJW, mobile.
KN4TFW, mobile.
KO4HX, stationary.
God, I get off the radio and everybody comes on. All right, Dave, have a good day. 73, KB2HXS clear.
I'd be chiming right in with the get off work crowd. Good to hear you, everybody. Ken, then Patrick, go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to say hey. And then we went on a Alaskan vacation all back in 2010, did the interior, didn't do no cruise. It was awesome.
Never been, but I'd like to go and visit either way, cruise or inland.
Went up there. They get off the boat for a while and then they go inland, is what he was telling me. And he's a big time fisherman. He loves fishing. And he went in and he was standing on the same banks as the bears that were fishing for salmon when the salmon run was happening. And he said those bears were catching some beauties. Anyway, he loved it. And my wife wants to go on it too, so we'll probably do that one time. That'll probably be our last cruise. But enjoy those.
I'd love to do one of those also. And that, but like I said, we did the interior, but man, you ain't seen remote until you're in Alaska. I mean, you don't even know what remote is.
Juliet Echo. Oh, you guys, I'm on my way home. I was on the wrong review when I tried to jump in. Oh, well. As far as cruises are concerned, no thank you. I was in the Navy boat ship, sawdust all water, and my wife is really tied into the crowd. But I've been on a dive cruise. That's the most I can say as far as a cruise was concerned. And there were only 24 of us on board for 3 days. So it's actually kind of nice.
Scott, by the way, I heard you at 3-something in the morning the other day. Check, log it onto the net. I don't know how often you get a response at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. You're thick and fencing, so I didn't get a whole lot of that. You're not holding the repeater completely, and it sounds like you're going past a whole bunch of trees or something, because I didn't get all of that. You might want to try one more time if you got any more power.
And I don't have the option to get to the power. I think I turned it down. Am I still picket fencing?
That was a little bit better. Try it again.
I don't know where to increase the power on the radio yet. The print's too small and I'm driving. W1G, there. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Yeah, you carry on. You're in there now. You're in there doing good. And I am pulling in the driveway. I've got to go tend to my doggie. She's not feeling good. So, you guys take care. Good to hear you, Ken. Patrick, you guys stay safe out there on the road. W4DJW.
Easy. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo. Still driving home for 5 minutes.
K4TFW.
Same thing. Maybe while I was babbling, somebody might have got home.
Southbound on the interstate, headed to Greer.
There this time of the day. I live in Taylor's and I work in Taylor's. I'm 7.5 miles from work, so I get 15 minutes of airtime now and 15 minutes of air, well, 10 minutes of airtime at 4 o'clock in the morning, like Dave said.
Yep. I get on right up there at the 80 and I'd run it down here to the 66 to 29. It's not too bad in the afternoon. If you go any more south, it's going to be terrible, and if you're headed north, it's usually pretty bad.
South is bad. I've been over by Whitehorse Road in 85, and yeah, that reminds me of Atlanta traffic.
Right. Yeah, yesterday must have been something going on the northbound side, because Way Hampton was just full of unusual traffic, like they were detouring the interstate.
29 runs parallel to 85, and if there's something big enough, well, they don't even have to shut it down. It just, traffic is bad enough, people jump off on their own. That's something that happened over on the left coast, where the side roads started getting more and more and more traffic, to where neighborhoods were starting to get backed up traffic. And so they went around and started blocking roads to make it more safe for the neighborhoods, which I agree with. But when I moved out here in 04, there was nothing. I would leave for work at 7:15 in the morning, and I would be at work at 7:30. And I came from a 2-hour each way commute to California.
About 15 minutes longer in the afternoon than it does in the morning.
Good. Yeah, one of the things that gets me is how easy or light traffic is on a Friday morning, but it is jam-packed on a Friday afternoon. Here it's not so bad, but when I was in California, I had to ask the question, why does it get so bad like that? And it's people trying to escape the Bay Area during rush hour. So not only do you have the people that got off early or on a 3-day weekend, but they're trying to get out of the Bay Area just like everybody else, trying to drive in the Bay Area to get home. And Friday, man, if I could get home by 2 in the afternoon, I was a happy camper, because then I could miss everything.
I'm on Way Hampton by 5:30. And there isn't hardly much traffic at all. You can go pretty good. Yeah, but boy, in the afternoon, that's what makes it terrible. Sometimes Greer is just, Way Hampton is just locked down with cars.
One of the things that I do going to work, I start work at 4, so I'm out of the house by at least 3:40 every morning. And I count the cars to see how many I'll pass. And you'd be surprised. As rural as where I'm at here on, I live off of 290 up by the Little Rebel, and there was hardly any traffic in 04. I could actually count maybe one or two cars in the morning at 7 a.m. back in 04. And now when I go to work, I can't drive without at least seeing 3 or 4 cars, or stopping one car at 29. I am at St. Mark's at 29. I'm waiting for the light. One car. And I have to stop him. It's ironic how that stuff works.
Yeah. We've been there at the same place. We're practically neighbors, it sounds like. I just live right off of 290 cross street from the Ingles. But we've been there since 98. And I can remember going out 101 and towards Lake Robinson and never see another car. And now it's nothing but a string of cars.
Some homes off of 101. I am so glad we didn't buy out there. I am so glad. Even though they wiped it out, as soon as we moved out here, they actually wiped out 290 there from 29 up to 101. which I thought was nice, but the traffic that can go through there is brutal.
Right there at the 290-101 split, it'll be backed up to there, and I just have to turn up there by the church. I'll take a right and head down 101 and then go up the side street. It's actually quicker to do that than just to wait on the light.
Sometimes there's some areas that I can go to where I can avoid the light to make a left. I can cut off and get a little side road and get on to 29. But I'll only do that at 4 in the morning. Because I got to wait for traffic. My karma and traffic waiting for an opening is very, very, very bad. I tell you, I don't know what I did in life, but when it comes to me having to pull out into traffic from a stop sign, I got to wait all the time.
I'm out of the subdivision the other morning, and the light turned green, and I looked to the left, and I just waited, and the car just blowed right through that red light.
There's more, too, this light. Or this one here at 29 in St. Mark, if you don't follow the car exactly off to the intersection, the light will cut you off. And there are no, I don't care how much, that's where I go every day. And I can tell you, I've counted at least 6 times somebody talking on the, or texting on the phone, the car in front of them pulls out, they don't pay attention, you toot your horn, they look up, they accelerate, they make a yellow light, and I gotta wait for the next. But now, when somebody's texting on their phone, I blare the horn until they're through the intersection, just to let them know I was watching them.
Definitely a lot more distractions nowadays between, like you said, cell phones and GPSs and those big monitors they have in the dashboard than it ever was when we were growing up.
Got a rocket ship. She's got a new Mazda MX-5, I think it was, and it's got a wide screen that pops up out of the dash. And as you're driving down the road, it picks up the stop signs, the speed limit signs, puts them on the LCD screen and on the heads-up display. Oh, man. When she asked me to drive it home from the dealership because she was in her mom's car, I jumped in her new car and I go to pull the parking brake lever. There isn't one of those new cars. It's a button now on the console in the center. It took me a minute to figure it out, but I managed it.
Here it doesn't show it on my tablet size screen, but it shows it on the dash every time you pass a speed limit sign or whatever. And yeah, I got a little button for a parking brake too.
I got a 99 and I plan to keep it as long as I can. Anyway, I am pulling up into my driveway right now. When I say up, yes, I have an incline on my driveway. Never buy a home with an incline driveway. And I will be clear on your final whiskey one.
Good to talk to you. Glad you made it home all right. Look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TFW.
I'm on a 5-watt handheld trying to hit the meter and key off.
Keep breaking the squelts and that. So this is KN4 TFW.
KN4 TFW, KO4 HKX.
I figured somebody came to the truck.
About that.
WWC.
KO4 HKX.
Sorry, I've been trying to hit the repeater up there and tell you how hard to find a good spot in the handheld.
What just then?
So that, it's doing good on the seat on my end, so I'll just stand right here. Y'all go ahead, I didn't know if I was interrupting anything or not.
Interrupting anything, more the merrier. KN4 TFW. And then the granddaughter was wanting to talk to her, so she had to call him back.
Callie?
I was in my really bad spot.
Did you say Miss Susan or Miss Sally, Ken?
I said Susan just told you, said to tell you, hey, she called me on the phone. And then she hung up and she had to call the granddaughter because she wanted to talk to her.
Okay, roger that. I got you now. Good day at work.
Okay, I only had to go out once, pick up some screws and some Loctite, but that was about it. And how about yourself?
Day like today is not a bad thing, is it?
Wait until it's pouring down rain, and then they send me out 3 or 4 times.
It's really gorgeous.
97 over here by the Greer Walmart.
So you're on White Horse, is what the truck's saying.
Yeah, nice out, that's for sure.
And we're all together?
I'm still here.
Didn't want to leave you out.
So what have you been up to, Chandler?
Well, this morning we smashed Tiger Hill Road and White Horse Road, or I guess they call it North Point Pit, Highway 25, just as you get out of TR. We're pretty much no here since from TR all day, the past day.
Good job, pretty good.
What makes you say that?
Well, I like you like it a little bit better than you did riding on the bus.
I do.
Chandler, I'm going to have to stop and get some fuel, so I'll give you a shout when I get back out on the road. It's not 73s to both of you, and good to talk to you. It's KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s.
73, Patrick. If you're stopping at the Stink Tongue Tigerville, I'm right here.
Have a good one. I'm right here at 14. I'll be home pretty quick. KN4 TF30. Hi, Chandler, if that was you.
How's that? How's it now?
Yeah, that was better. I can understand you then.
QFL, I was asking how you've been doing.
That time I'm in a bad spot. Hold on. Now, Chandler, it's KN4 TFW.
KN4 WWV with KN4 TFW.
Working some nights, or you just do an emergency call out at night?
I've just been doing the emergency call outs when they call me. They haven't called me for one in a while. But I did work overtime 7 hours last Saturday, so that makes up for it a little bit.
Every dollar helps nowadays, for sure, right?
Gotta get that ham equipment.
It's expensive.
It is. What bothers me is a good quality transceiver is going to cost me $1,000. Especially the ones I'm looking at.
You can usually find a good one for about $600, a used one. And then I got a used one, but man, it's really good. It works good.
Pat, what do you got?
New 450D.
Put on 2 meters 440, I think.
That's what I use at the house.
That just shows you how much I know what the radios are, unless I look them up.
Dad, I've been there, done that. I'm only, came up on my 4-year anniversary for my ham radio license.
I think I'm coming up a year on my, I have to look to be sure.
You stuff every day.
Me too. I was doing rap to you like we're doing now. I kind of like free talking.
Few QSOs just talking, out to California and that on HF. Most of the time people are doing some kind of contest and want to do just, minimum information and that, move on.
I'll tell you, I like doing the field day contest. Man, I tell you, I could contact so many stations on film day. I could be at that radio all day and nobody knows where I'm at or they think I'm asleep.
I contest last weekend. I was there for several hours.
What contest was that?
Official name, it was like WPX DX contest or something like that. I talked to 44 different countries or made contact with 44 different countries.
Wow. What countries did you contact, bud? KO4WWC.
European stations that were in the contest. I mean, I got Russia, I got Hungary and Poland and France, England and Argentina and Mexico, Chile. And that I could hear the Australian station, but I couldn't get back to him.
Roger that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I have coworkers for talking to me.
Have you had your general license yet?
Not yet. I've been really slacking on that. I started studying it. See, every time I start studying, I end up stopping because I get busy doing something else, and I just never remember to keep studying.
I'm trying to focus on my extra right now, and as I just picked up the book last weekend.
I need to order a new one. My general study manual actually got stolen.
Is there a new book out now, or is that next year?
Possibly not sure. I don't know if anybody else is listening, but if anybody else is listening that could tell us, we'd appreciate it. Again, I don't hear nobody, and I'm on the handheld. I'm about to start heading down the road to the house. I won't be able to keep up this QSO, so unfortunately, I don't like it, and I'm glad to say 73, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Hi, 73 Chandler, good to talk to you, and it's a good day. I'm about to pull in the subdivision myself, so you have a good evening, and I look forward to catching you another day down the lot. KN4 TFW, 73.
Good luck, 73, sir. Have a good day.